The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in today for John Stabmiller and my good friends Vincent Finelli and Crucial Nonsense Dave sitting in also. We're talking about technology. We're talking about technology abuses. To answer your question, Robert, I've always been able to see the big picture in all this technology, understanding Agenda 2030 was first called Agenda 21. Now it's called Agenda 2030. And the smart meters and the monitoring and the surveillance, the backdoors have been in place for a while now. And they're just increasing those backdoors to actually survey more, to know more about you. No secrets. Kind of reminds me of the sci-fi movie I watched about a year ago called The Circle. If you haven't seen it, you have to see this movie. That there are no secrets. Big Brother knows all. And I may sound like a conspiracy theorist saying that, but we know about how many different operations this government has had. You can go to Mockingbird, Operation Popeye, numerous operations that were all held secret, confidential, and now they're all out. So I've always thought understanding the Agenda 2030 program there, they needed a way to find more ways to survey us and spy on us and control us, especially with the smart meters, monitoring your usage, a penalty for what you use if you use too much. I've always thought that's pretty much what the plan was. If there's more than that, I don't know, but I do believe Agenda 2030 is a real thing. United Nations Agenda 2030 is real, and they're simply making the steps. They're carrying out the plan, and 5G is part of it, and there'd be more after that, and more after that. It's not over. It's like a bad nightmare here, this technology, as they are telling us that it's a convenience now, and you're going to love this. I don't know why you need, like I said before, Wi-Fi crockpot. I don't know why you need a technology to monitor what's inside your refrigerator.
So the Russians,
Siri, who hears everything. I don't know why we need all this. Rob, still there?
Steve, I'm still here. I don't know why we would need it either, with these towers being put on lamppost all around my community here in Kansas, where every 100 feet there's a 5G tower, and then they're still telling us that we communicate through satellites, but they're putting towers everywhere. So I was just curious to. Why are they talking about launching satellites when they're putting up all these towers? And it doesn't seem to fit together in terms of how we're communicating.
Well, that's because I do believe that the satellite technology that's put in space right now, that's going to continue to be going up there, is all about the new space program. Remember, Trump talked about the new space weapons force. And I assume that's what is part of it. That's the agenda there.
You believe in space and satellites, though, Steve? You believe that's all true?
I believe they're going to weaponize space. Yes, I do.
Robert. Okay. Robert calls into USA Preparers often. Robert, are you saying that you do not believe in that there are satellites 22,000 miles up? Is that what you're saying?
Well, Vincent, I certainly don't. All I can say to you, sir, is that you understand that if we had landed on the moon 50 years ago, that by this time there would be hotels up there and tourism.
Well, okay.
So, you know, these people lie to us on a scale that is unimaginable by the average person. So if there happens to be no satellites whatsoever, you guys mentioned earlier, none of them ever run into each other. There's never any maintenance. There's never any problems.
That's not true. They do die. There have been accidents. And, okay, if there's no satellites, I get my satellite dish antenna and get the right angle and declination and all that and point the thing. And I'm receiving a signal, you know, from where it's supposed to be coming from with the right timing. Where the hell is that signal coming from? If there's not a satellite up there that I'm pointing at, I can reproduce this. I can go to another portion of the country, do the math for the planet being round and pointed at that satellite, and whoop, lo and behold, there it is.
You point it to the south towards the tower that's transmitting, you know, and that's what it is. It's all towers. That's why they're building these towers constantly, because they're not transmitting through anything else.
Robert, let me help you with this. If you believe that I tell the truth, let me say this. Back around 1980, it might have been 1981, but we had a company in California that manufactured satellite communications receivers. I have two of our models right here in our studio in Missouri as examples of the technology that we built. And so two of my business partners and I were the three principals in building this particular satellite communications company. That being said, we had two organizations that worked with us, and they were the business development team and the technology development team. In one of the teams, we had a senior vice president from Ford Aerospace. And he invited us to do something that was just unheard of. He said, we've got a new satellite. We're building it right now. And I can get you in the room where the satellite is. So the three of us, I was one, we went to Ford Aerospace. And we put on the Ford caps and gowns and booties. It looked like we were going into an operating room. And we were put through an intense security system. Kind of like you walk into a telephone booth that has bulletproof glass. You walk in, you're the only one that goes in there. They check you and make sure that you can go through there. Then they open the other door on the other side and you go through. Went into the room where Intelsat 5 was made. And I got within a couple feet of Intelsat number 5. It's real. I was there. I saw it. The real deal.
Well, the moon landing is real too. You know, we landed on the moon.
Well, Robert, I'll agree with you. I think all three of us will agree that no, we did not land on the moon. At least at that time, we did not. We did not walk on the moon. We agree on that. Government does lie, but the satellites, they're real. And I do believe they are going to weaponize space. I hope not, but I believe they will.
Let me just say one more thing that might help with this discussion. So, along the wall in this large room, this room had a concrete floor that was shock insulated. Part of the concrete floor was hydraulically supported so that if there were earthquakes, it would not affect the construction of the satellite. How would I know that if I weren't there? Here's another thing. I saw a spring. It looked like a coil spring, probably about 15 inches tall. And it looked like maybe about 3/4 inch round steel wound into a spring. And I asked the engineers, what is that? It was the only other thing in the room other than equipment to build Intelsat 5. And he said, that's a coil spring from a Ford Pinto. I said, okay, what's that there for? And he said, well, what we're going to do is in the bay where the satellite will be carried into orbit, that is the spring. When we open the hatch to let this thing loose, that's the spring that's going to put it in orbit.
Well, we need to push on. We got more calls back and up here. Robert, I thank you for your call. Sheldon in Spokane, Washington, you're finally on. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, well, first off, you were talking about shoddy service. That's why you called me before and I wasn't there. We were still connected, but you weren't there. Anyway, for your last caller, you can go out in the fall I wouldn't suggest it now. And when you look up and see the space station go over right at sunset and in the morning, you can see some of those lower satellites, some of those LEO satellites crossing. So they're definitely real. As a PCI, TracPhone sent me this thing that said my phone might not work because of the 5G upgrade. So I went there straight away, and all their phones are like $40, $10. They have no 5G phones there for your other listeners. They're trying to dump all their old stock, telling you they will work when they don't qualify for that. And my last thing for Dave is that I believe there's a, can you expand and tell me about this CBRS? Looks like Disney and Bezos are trying to worm their way into the CB frequencies, and they're trying to do some overlapping or interweaving or somehow, and they're trying to get 5G connected through CB from peer-to-peer straight without any connections. Have you read that website, sir?
Okay, well, that would be kind of a ridiculous notion, because the CB band would be enough for maybe one channel worth of high bandwidth stuff, and the 11-meter, 10-meter band around the 26 to 28 megahertz there is not very well suited, you know, for that kind of digital communications. That would be a ridiculous notion to be trying to repurpose that part of the spectrum. If they were trying to repurpose parts of the UHF spectrum, you know, to take away from television or public service broadcast, I could probably see that a little bit more readily. But there's not enough bandwidth down there around the CB stuff for them to be able to take it and be able to have any amount of broadband on that at all. It would take literally the entire band. They're not going to do that. It wouldn't work for them.
Right.
We can service two people on our CB bands, and that's all. And we spend millions of dollars so we can have two people on 27 megahertz on their cell phones. No, I don't believe it. Not for a second.
David, here's what I've learned about the CBRS. We think of Citizens Band Radio as 40 channels, upper and lower sideband. As well, 27 megahertz.
Right.
Well, they're talking 3.5 gigahertz, and they're calling it CBRS. So,
but that's entirely different. That has nothing to do with Citizens Band, whatsoever.
Correct. And so that is CBRS, and I'm not sure what Sheldon is talking about, which one of those. But you're absolutely right about trying to put data through Citizens Band frequencies.
Well, all you do is just key in CBRS and go, and then add in Disney, and maybe you'll see the same page I got. The big hoop-de-doo about it, and there's a couple other pages on it, and I didn't understand, which is why I was calling right.
But Dave, one other thing, Sheldon. Disney was going to partner with a company to charge cell phones wirelessly. Are you aware of that as well? What they were going to do is they were going to have...
I didn't dig that.
Okay, so their plan was you could go into this room and bring your cell phone in there, and you could charge it without, you know, plugging it in, which was just ridiculous because the loss of energy was probably 90%. So you'd go in there, subject yourself to these very high frequencies for charging, and you'd lose 90% of the energy. I mean, it was dumb, and they abandoned that particular project.
Yep. It wouldn't charge your phone very good, and you'd come out of that room with cancer. So, it's a stupid idea.
Right. Right.
Sheldon, I thank you for your call. We need to push on here. We got a lot more calls to come. 1-800-313-9443. Talk to the experts here, Vincent Finelli and Crucial Nonsense Dave. We're going to go back out to Arkansas and speak to Gary. Gary, what's on your mind?
How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
I was listening to the program, and I've been living out in the woods in an abandoned camper for 7 years with no electricity or anything. And my brother came to visit me. I hadn't seen him for 7 years. And he's an Apple nut, and, of course, he had the Apple iPhone and all that. And I noticed right off, the first thing he walked in the door was he had this iPhone thing in his hand, and all the time he was here visiting, he kept looking at it all the time to see if he had a message. And it almost drove me nuts. And I'm 77, and I don't have a cell phone. I'm not going to have one. But this 5 gigahertz thing worries the hell out of me, because I heard they're going to have to put these little, this stuff only travels on these little mini towers, I'll call them, several hundreds of feet, and they're going to be putting them on anything and everything, like telephone poles going down the road and whatnot. Well, that 5 gig is going to latch onto your electrical line and your telephone line. And that 5 gig is going to be all over your house. I guarantee you it will. Now, being an electrical engineer, my suggestion would be to get a capacitor and go to your main inlet on your electrical box and do it on your side. There's a 200-amp cutoff switch for firemen to shut the whole thing off. But I'd go into that thing on the customer side, and I would bridge, I would call it a delta. You go between the three lines, ground to hot, hot to hot, and the other hot to ground back again, so it's like a triangle. So you'd have three capacitors, and you can figure out the formula for figuring out the conductance of a capacitor, but at 5 gigahertz, even a small ceramic capacitor rated at, say, 600 volts, that ought to just absolutely short that 5 gig out and eliminate it from your house wiring. On the telephone, I'm not sure enough about the two lines coming in, whether they got a hot and a ground or what, but I'd put a capacitor on each of the two wires that compose the telephone circuit. I would put a capacitor on each of the telephone lines and run that to your main power box ground, and that would eliminate 5 gig getting in your telephone handset, you know, like I'm on right now, just a standard desk phone. So that's one way of getting around that. But another thing that bothers me is that, what about these people that get the 5 gig phone? And as I understand it, each phone will be a mini repeater station. So you're going to be like a cell phone, walking cell phone tower. And all that stuff's going to be going through your phone. And then the second part of that question would be, how long is your battery going to last if you're transmitting?
About 5 minutes.
Huh?
About 5 minutes.
I've got a question for you, Gary. I've opened plenty of surge protectors, and the more expensive, generally speaking, the more devices are in them, like MOVs, metal oxide varistors, chokes, capacitors, and so forth. Don't a number of these top quality surge protection devices made by companies like American Power Conversion, don't they already have two capacitors between the hot and the ground and the neutral in the ground? So I know what you're talking about. You're talking about using both hots to ground, both hots to each other. So, you know, three capacitors.
Yeah,
yes.
Basically, but it's a capacitor filter. What you're doing?
Yes. Yeah. So you're talking about solving.
Hey, hold that thought there for a little bit. We got a commercial break coming up. I hear the music and. We'll be right back with that phone call. This is the National Intel Report.
Instant dreams. When neon lights commence to shine.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Think about it for a while.
And we are back. 1-800-313-9443. We are taking your calls tonight. Vincent Finelli, Christian Nonsense, Dave. Gary, I'm sorry you dropped there. I was telling you to hold on, but you dropped. But I'm going to let Vinny finish up. He's got some thoughts on what we were talking about. Go ahead and finish, Vinny.
I think what Gary was saying was really important, because if we can take three small ceramic capacitors and, with the correct knowledge and safety precautions, install them in our homes at the breaker box level, we could, based on what he said, we could take the antenna that is our home wiring that's picking up all these signals and send it right to ground. That's what he's talking about. Is that how you understand it, David?
I think that's kind of what he's talking about, but see, there's a lot more to it than that. That might help mitigate the noise that's on the actual power line, but what you would really need is a whole house power conditioner. When you've got a power conditioner, it isolates it from the grid, and then there's nothing else coming in on that. And you'd want to be able to ground it and shield it. But just because your wiring is grounded doesn't mean that 5G is not penetrating your house and coming in your windows and all of that. In order to do that, you basically have to live in a grounded Faraday cage. And then, yeah, there won't be any Wi-Fi, any 5G, television, radio, or any signals going in there. And you wouldn't have the exposure on that, but I'm not sure how healthy that is, because I think our bodies are accustomed to having access to the galactic background noise. There's a certain amount of, you know, RF coming from the cosmos that when you start removing that from the equation, we start having sicknesses as well. And damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, David, what I was saying is that if you take any piece of wire in your house, whether it be an extension cord or whether it be the power cord to your stereo receiver or the power cord to your monitor or computer or your electric shaver, if you have one of those, or the wiring in your walls or the lamp cord, those are all acting as antenna to pick up whatever signals are out there.
To an extent, yes. And depending on what frequencies you want to block, is what capacitors you want to use. The capacitors you're talking about, you know, they're for trying to block the, 5, 6, 7 gigahertz stuff for 5G are not going to block the lower frequencies, and the capacitors that block the lower frequencies are not going to block the upper frequencies. And you end up getting in there, if you don't know what you're doing, you could electrocute yourself. It's a very dangerous thing to be messing with this stuff. Have a qualified electrical technician, electrician, engineer, somebody look at that for you. If you don't know what you're doing, do not attempt anything like that. 110, 240 volts, all of that is deadly and can kill you if you mess up. So be very careful. It's not worth
it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, don't do it, class. And I refer to our listeners as a class, because that's what we're doing.
Class.
I'm gonna call Bert Bertonis and I'm gonna ask him about this, because we might be able to, with several different size capacitors, I'm talking about $10 worth, we might be able to get the lion's share of these frequencies attenuated and send them right to ground. And that might be a great product. As a matter of fact, if this thing actually works, this could be packaged in a dual circuit breaker that could be plugged into a breaker panel, several layers of capacitors. Just plug it into a double slot in your circuit panel and attach one wire to the commonal, and that might do it. So this has to be fleshed out, but I think that was really kind of neat what Gary was talking about, and I'm interested in it.
So I'm
going to see what I can do. Back to the phones here. We got some calls here lining up, you guys. We need to get to these calls. And Colorado, Mike, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve, Vincent, and Dave. This is a great show. Thank you guys so much for taking my call. I'm looking at this T-Mobile 5G map of the area where I live, which is the southwest part of Denver, and it shows a complete 5G coverage for our entire metro area, eastern part of the city, northern part of the city, and I have yet to see one repeater on any light pole anywhere, and I'm questioning either... Is T-Mobile's 5G coverage fictional, or are the fact that you have to have a repeater every 100 feet fictional? Something doesn't add up. You guys have any thoughts?
Vincent? Actually, I can say is when I was in California, I know I've talked to Eric Windheim of EMF Solutions, and he actually moved from the Sacramento area there because they were on every telephone pole, every stop sign there. I can only speak for what he told me he found in California, but I can't speak for any other areas.
It is absolutely true on those upper frequency bands that if you don't have the antennas closely spaced, it's not going to work. The carriers like to overstate their stuff. I remember AT&T back in the day going to 4G when they didn't really have 4G. Well, we're going to call it 4G, but it's not really 4G.
We've got a quick break here. We'll be right back. Phone lines open, 1-800-313-9443.
And a road that goes. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller tonight, and I've got two people with me today, two hosts on the network. We got Crucial Nonsense Dave, and we've got Vincent Finelli. Actually, Mike had dropped. I wish he hadn't dropped. People, please stay on, and if we have a commercial break, stay on. We'll come back to you again and finish up the questioning and answers. He dropped. So his question, I guess, basically saying that T-Mobile has falsely advertise their coverage area, it sounds like it, because he's not seeing the cell towers, correct?
They do that. I mean, AT&T did the same thing. It's overstated that they want to be the biggest, the baddest, the fastest right out there, and they haven't gotten the 5G deployed very many places yet. It's just starting. So, yeah, you're going to see those more and more, and it is the truth that you have to have a lot more towers for the same amount of space. For the frequency bandwidth, the higher frequencies have a different propagation characteristic than the lower frequencies, and as a result, they don't go as far, and they get attenuated by absolutely everything in the air. Just humidity alone can attenuate the signal. They're not going to go anywhere near as far. It's just how the technology works, and that's the truth.
Okay, sounds good. 25 minutes left, 1-800-313-9443. Back to the phones. John in Ohio, you're on the show.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. Thanks. Very good. What's your question?
Hey, well, I didn't have a question. I wanted to answer a question you had about why there was a, I think it was a cooking utility. You didn't know why they would have it connected to the internet.
Yeah, it was the Wi-Fi crock pot. Black & Decker makes it.
Yeah. Part of the IoT, the Internet of Things. So you familiar with a guy named Patrick Woods who wrote Technocracy Rising?
Yeah, so got the book.
Your refrigerator, your book. TV, everything. They're going to know when you cook, when you eat, when you do this, when you do that. So that's why everything is getting Wi-Fi enabled. So, and as far as 5G goes, if we really think that they are putting in billions of dollars worth of infrastructure so we can have faster download speeds and faster cell phones, and you know, I've got some land somewhere to sell you, because as you know, anytime they're doing something that they claim is going to benefit the people, it's usually the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I'm totally familiar agree. With your property right across the street from me on my beachfront resort there on the Sun. So yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely nuts. Okay. Yeah.
I just want to say one other thing though. I was glad to hear Francis call him. I used to hear her a lot on George Riley's show way back in a few years ago. So good to hear her still around.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good to hear from some old familiar callers. And by the way, Steve, there is a very valid reason for having your crock pot on the internet. So when your pot roast gets ruined, you can blame the Russians.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Well, they're getting ready to get blamed for something else here pretty soon, too. So watch out for that.
That's true.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, John, thank you for your call. And next caller up, one of our good friends and host on the network. He has a show, follows my show on Sunday night, called Perception Management. Mr. Keith Rogers, you're on the show.
Hello. Hey, W5MZ, K7KTR, over.
Yeah, K7KTR, W5MZ, over.
Hey, David, you ever talk to the space shuttle when it flies over?
Yeah, I haven't in a long time, obviously. Yeah, I worked the space shuttle a couple times when the MIR space station was up and had its packet node, R0MIR. I worked that on packet.
All right. Have you ever used Oscar 10?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so us hams have our satellites up there, don't we?
Yes,
now,
we do.
Now, you remember the opening scenes to Independence Day was where Jeff Goldblum was saying they're using our own satellites against us. And this is what people don't understand. When you have a local community, there is a carrier frequency on a cell phone that beacons out. And that allows, like, 911 and stuff like that to do their triangling and stuff to see which tower you're closest to and everything. But when you have intercontinental calls and stuff, they go from the local area up to satellite and are routed around the world through switches, and that's why they use satellites for that. They don't go through land-based, because otherwise you're tying up the same exact phone lines that you had before, and there's no independence. It's the same redundancy.
Yeah.
By the way, you can go to Sinclair, where we buy our antennas, and you can buy an antenna that looks like a tree, a billboard, a RV sign, or any of that stuff like that. They are hidden in plain sight.
Oh, yes, they are. And they could be just absolutely anywhere. That is a very good point there. Antenna design, you can make it look like almost anything. And with these frequencies, the antennas themselves don't need to be all that large when you're dealing with the small waves like that. You know, it's the big long antennas that you have to use for like AM broadcasting and shortwave that are huge and gigantic. These millimeter waves, no, the antennas are tiny, infinitesimally small, and they still have a lot of gain to them.
Yeah, I have a thing on my website there. It's a Tetra. It's a British survey. It was top secret of the cell phone frequencies back in the 90s, but they're known cancer causes and stuff. And the only difference with that is because they've gone from the 800 megahertz up into the gigahertz. And that is the difference. So when you're looking at a microwave that heats food by its molecules, that's the risk of what we see when you put a phone so close to yourself. And why young boys are having sperm counts that are lower. Women, as you see them, they They always drop their cell phone on top of their bra into their breast, and they're coming up with breast cancer. This is the things that people should be worried about. Anyway, that's all I had for you, and I want to keep within my 3 minutes since Stephen hasn't been doing that. And hello, Denny.
Well, hey, Keith, I have no other callers behind you, so if you want to stay a little longer than three, I'll let you, because you're a host.
All right. I've been in communications for over 40-some-odd years like that, and I'll tell you what, when you look at these systems they put up on top of these mountains, you get into a fairground where you've got thousands of people walking around. All their phones are beaconing. They're all talking. They're all texting. They're all taking videos live up to YouTube and stuff. And people don't realize the redundancy that has to be put into these systems to make them work. And that's where you really get into the point where someone says, well, I don't see it in one area. Well, that's because a lot of stuff is hidden, especially like on a mountaintop. But in valleys, like I say, they hide this stuff. Like over in the city of Bellevue, there is no above wiring whatsoever allowed in that city over there in Washington State. Everything is run underground, and there you can look at the trees. They're all built to look like, I mean, the antennas are all built to look like trees. It's what do you call it, eco-friendly and stuff. California's got thousands of them like that, you know. But I don't know about Colorado or anything like that and what their 5G test is and stuff like that, but Dave's right. They always try to oversell a thing like that. And we've had that problem for years with dropped calls, especially up here in Montana, where you can go 15 feet, and because you have another 9,000-foot mountain that comes in view like that, it blocks your call, and you get a call drop, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They haven't got the 4G to work right. They never even really got the 3G to work right. So you haven't been able to support those adequately. Why do we expect that the 5G is going to be any better? It's probably going to be about 1,000 times worse. And, yeah, as far as all the call routing, a lot of stuff does go over satellites, but some stuff does use the oceanic cables. It just kind of depends on the routing situation. There's a lot of redundant paths in there, and they try to take the least congested routes and stuff like that. So there's a myriad of different paths these calls take these days, and it would be hard for you to really be able to trace back each individual piece of hardware and the call path between point A and point B. Who knows where the hell it's going? It's probably making a pit stop at some NSA spook center so it can be copied off, by the way.
I've got a question.
Right, well, that's just like when when you're monitoring traffic, say, here on one of these apps to listen to the phone like that. Everyone has to know how much speed and stuff is available on a certain network, and that's where these routing switches come in. They depict which route would be the easiest, less congested, and there you go.
Keith, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I know of a number of radio frequency engineers. I'm talking about radio stations where the guys that work on the transmitters, they'll open up the cabinet, work on.
I do that too. But go ahead.
What I learned over the years was a lot of them died of cancer. Have you found that to be the case as well?
You know what? I'll tell you what, Vinny. I've been in ham radio for 40 since 77. I've lost what we call silent keys. I've probably witnessed the death of 30 some good amateur radio operators. But I'll say this: usually, the operation of ham radio is with inside of a vehicle, and you have the RF shield around you with your antennas mounted on the outside of the ground plane, and that actually is protecting you because, like me, I run high power. The issue I have found growing up is that most of the people I grew up with were all Vietnam veterans that were radio operators that got into, like, Musair, Motorola, and stuff like that, you know, and they became sick. Matter of fact, I have a study somewhere on one of my computers here of Motorola that had ran a study on cancer, finding out that their operators that were trying to do business that were on their phones a long time were coming down with cancers, and some even in the hands from holding their phones so long. And so they went to those Wi-Fi things and started coming up with this little cancer things up behind their ear from the Wi-Fi.
Interesting.
So RF is a killer.
Well, let me ask you something, Keith. Keith, I asked you this a while back, and you said you didn't know. It's probably pertaining wherever you live. I live out in the country now, and the guy behind me is a good distance behind me, but I could see this huge radio tower. I mean, it's monstrous. I'm going to say it's 400 to 500 feet up there. I'm wondering, is there a health risk to me from this guy in the backyard with this huge tower?
Well, it depends on the frequency, Steve. I know it's not ham because we're only allowed 200 feet. It all depends on the frequency. I mean, if I can sit here 180 miles from Spokane and listen to a Spokane station, you have to realize that that 99 point whatever station like that is being heard clear over here, and that RF is coming here. So it's traveling through your body and stuff. It's the frequency that matters, and I'll give you a brief demonstration. On VHF 2 meter, my frequency is 147 megahertz, roughly. I have no problem talking on my handheld with that. But if I switch to my UHF frequency up on 440, I can feel the heat off the antenna. Now that's direct heat into your face, your cranial, all that stuff like that. So imagine doubling that with a cell phone and now going up into the gigahertz with a newer phone.
Yeah, you'll be transferring a lot more energy directly into the cells as the RF is absorbed by all of that at the higher frequencies. That is absolutely the truth.
Yeah. Keith, why don't we teach a little bit about these cordless telephones? They're called digital enhanced cordless telecommunications. And that's really common. They're sold by Best Buy. They're sold by the Chinese factory outlet, Sam's Club. They have brands like VTech and AT&T. So what we're talking about is a handheld, slim speakerphone that is digital. What about the frequency?
Are you talking about the low-band ones?
I'm talking about the ones that use microwave frequencies, yes.
As I recall, the DECT phones are somewhere around 1.8 gigahertz.
Right.
They're a little lower than the Wi-Fi, but a lot higher than all the other VHF and UHF stuff.
Right.
And not anywhere near as strong in its signal as what your cell phone handset is. Still RF and probably dangerous. You probably don't need to keep it by your head every single day and expect not to have some problems, but you know, it is what it is.
Just as a quick comment, we built our farmhouse 15 years ago, and I wired it for landline phones, you know, phone jacks in every room. And now there's absolutely no need for most people to have those phone jacks in every room because wireless does it all. And I think it's the easy connection, the simple, why do it the hard way? Why run the wire when you can just plug in into one jack and have phones all over the house? I think the easy convenience is what's killing us because we don't want to do it the hard way anymore.
Yeah, you got to, Vinny, also remember though, because of what David mentioned earlier, the fact that because things block at trees and stuff like that, that you'll see that people have to buy little repeating devices to plug into a different room and stuff to further the Wi-Fi connections across. My Wi-Fi is 5G and it's right above my head. And the only thing I worry about is because after I got my new puppy like that, he started having seizures. And the only time he has had a seizure is within 10 feet of this Wi-Fi, which is 5G.
I got to tell you, I'm absolutely stunned. And you still have this?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's all I got right now. So, but you know what? I pay $50 a month for my internet, which is pretty good speed. And then I'm on a co-op here, so every March I get a co-op check back of $400, so I basically pay nothing for the internet.
Let me share something with those who are paying attention to what we're saying. I was at a friend's house, and an instructor at USA Prepares, and there were a couple guys on the roof, and they came down, and my friend wanted me to meet these two installers because they installed a HughesNet parabolic reflector dish antenna on the roof. And I said, y'all worried about that? And one of the installers said, yeah, we are told that we can't be in front of that dish for more than 6 minutes per year. That's how dangerous.
Vinny?
Yes.
Vinny, yeah, we got a break coming up here, but I want to say one more thing. When I go up to work on my transmitters, at the base of the tower, there's an 800 number that I can call for each individual transmitter that's up there. And I have to call them and let them know I'm going up the tower for them to shut their transmitters off while I'm on the tower doing my work. That's how deadly it is.
just to, as another aside, I have a friend who was in the Vietnam conflict, and he was a radio operator. He carried a radio on his back. And they would get some time off, and they'd go into town. And what he told me was the guys would sit on the feed horn of the satellite transmitting antenna or the satellite receiving antenna. They'd sit on the focal point, the feed horn, for a couple minutes to scramble their sperm so that they wouldn't make children when they went into town. I'd love to hear your comment about that.
One in every crowd.
After a commercial break, we come right back. We got one more call in the feed here. Roxanne in Texas, you're up next. Hey, thanks, Keith, for your call. I appreciate you, man.
I know I don't love you, little girl, but you're all.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
And we are back. We're going to go back to the phones. Last call. I just want to thank you guys both for coming on today. Christian Onsen, Dave, and Vincent Finelli. You guys make this so easy. I've got my suspenders on here, Larry King. It's so easy when you have such intelligence on the network here. And I just want to thank you guys both for coming on today. We'll go back to the phones to our last caller. Roxanne out of Texas, you're on.
Good evening, Steve and gentlemen.
I'll give you a real quick personal story. I dated an astronaut. He did 4 missions up to the space station. You know, his background's physics, and so is mine. And we both scuba dived together. And I asked him about the radius of the bubble, of the air bubble. And what he ended up doing, he wrote a book on it. It's how they could eliminate, you know, when the guys would go out into space and come back to the space station, the downtime, the decompression time. Okay, so let's fast forward this. And it took hours off of the decompression time. And then he told me so many things about the satellites. And so I don't know where these callers that you get in here. Talk to people that know or have been out there or been there, wherever there is. Okay, so he said he grew almost 1 inch from all of those missions. He was 6'3 when I met him, and he said he was 6'2 when he started going out in space. So I don't know. The thing is I have a question for everybody. Did Tesla pull energy out of the Earth or space? And I'll hang up and I'll take.
Well, I've got a question for you before you hang up. Since you dated someone who you said was an astronaut, did you find or did he find that his vision changed because of the pressure inside the eye versus outside the eye?
Oh, absolutely. And I asked him about the moon, and he said rocks, Van Allen belts. And he never said anything after that. Okay, I'll leave it there for everybody. I'll leave it there. But some of these
I'd love to ask you one other question. Did we go to the moon, according to him?
He just said, I said,
huh.
Did we go to the moon? He said, rock. He looked me straight in the eye, and we're both physics background. He looked me in the eye and said, Van Allen belt.
Okay. Right. Right. We couldn't carry enough lead around us to get through the Van Allen radiation belt alive.
Not if they're thick as spots. There's no way in hell. But they're not consistent.
Yeah, but we didn't have a rocket that could take that much lead to protect us.
No.
That's the problem. One of the problems, right?
Well, and yeah. I'll tell you...
There's a bunch of them with that, and that's a topic for another time when we've got some time, because there's not enough time right now.
But I'll tell you this. I'm 36 years in radiology. Around
everything, never got sick in my life. So I think it's time
and distance. Stay back for some of this. Thank you all.
I wish I could have heard what you had to say. Thank you, Roxanne, for your call. I hear our music, and that completes our show tonight. Thank you for all the callers. I appreciate it. Vincent Finelli, thank you. Dave, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Check out Vincent on his show, and also here on RBN USA Prepares. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you. Good night.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.